This is the Nemo Hall Central Girls Locker Room Chat here on 92.1 KMZA. Johnny came back with you, and joining me now is Haddon Hilchen, head coach of the Thunder Girls. And, well, coach, two more wins for your girls last Friday. A big win over Holton, 50-31. Another big victory Tuesday night against Riverside, 58-27. So you now enter Sip State as the number one overall seed and 18-1 on the year. But just first off, what were your thoughts on these last two?
We played pretty well in both games. Going back to Friday versus Holton, our second half was really good. Both on offensively and defensively, we did a great job of attacking their zone with more confidence that second half and really played well. And, you know, Tuesday versus Riverside, just kind of a methodical game for us. We slowly just kept pulling away each quarter, and Cassidy had a really nice game offensively, and defensively we were able to force a lot of turnovers, which kept them from scoring the basketball.
And talking about Cassie, I know we talked a lot this year about her scoring. She had a couple of 29-point outings, 27 points, and a couple of those games in there as well. But I think the biggest thing for me when I look at her is her defense. She was outstanding again against Riverside. She probably had, at least 10 steals in that one against Riverside. You feel like that's just the biggest thing that you see from her? Just not only her ability to score, but it's her defense that kind of leads to her offense?
Yeah, definitely. She's a great defender as well. The points get put in the paper. You know, each and everybody kind of focuses on that, but she does a great job defensively at the point of our press and then even in a half court. She guards, you know, one of the team's better players and typically does a pretty good job of shutting them down. So does a great job on the defensive end with steals and also rebounding. So she's our leading rebounder. So she just does a little bit of everything.
I know we haven't really talked about this much, but again, these last few games have been without Hannah Mackey, who's normally a starter for your team. How do you feel like the girls have fared without her being out there? Because that is a big loss they've had. Hopefully, obviously, you're hoping to get her back here coming up next week with Substate, but when you look just these last few games without her, how do you feel the girls have fared?
You know, it is a big difference, just her overall leadership on the floor. She usually goes 32 minutes for us when we need her to. And handles the ball a lot, so it's been different, but we've had some girls step up. Mackenzie Henry has stepped in and got a lot more playing time and has done a great job and has gotten better each and every game. She's picked up her defensive play, which is what we need her to do. We don't really need her to score too much, but last night she got a couple for us, but her defense has definitely improved and she's playing a lot more confident. So that's good to see from her, and we've kind of tried to use it as a positive, you know, as a team to get better without one of our best players. And then hopefully when we get her back, that just makes us even better.
And you look ahead to tomorrow night, you'll wrap up the regular season on the road at Jeff West and then open up postseason play next week as you'll have Oskaloosa in the first round of 3A Substate. So what do you look at here with these two games beginning with Jeff West tomorrow night? Obviously you don't want to look past Jeff West and look ahead to Substate, but what do you look at here with these two games coming up?
Yeah, definitely. Jeff West is going to be a tough one going down to their place. It's always a tough place to play, and they're very well coached and very, very good in what they do. The system they run, very good defensively. So it's going to be a challenge for us and one that we're ready to go down there and see what we got against them and hopefully come out on top. And obviously we got a lot to play for, even though Substate seeding is already in place. But if we go down there and win, that'll be our fourth outright Big 7 League Championship in a row, which is pretty impressive. And I know the girls definitely want to do that and accomplish that. So we want to obviously get a win and go out on a high note in a Substate and getting ready for Monday versus Oskaloosa.
And Coach, with this being the final time we talk here this year, I just want to get your thoughts just on the season as a whole. I know it's been kind of a whirlwind with everything going on as far as the COVID situation, games getting canceled and everything, but ultimately we have been able to play a full season to this point. And just, I know coming off last year, the way things ended for your girls, having that undefeated season kind of ended abruptly there in the state tournament, how do you feel like this year has gone and what are you going to remember about this season?
Definitely, it's been kind of crazy year, but tomorrow we'll get all of our 20 games in, which says something, you know, about the times that we're in. It's great. The girls have been great through everything, all the COVID issues and stuff that they have to deal with. They've been great. I couldn't ask for more out of them. Some of the sacrifices they've had to make, it's been great. And, you know, this year is what we kind of expected outside of Hannah getting hurt. But, you know, you never can plan for those types of things that happen. That happens within the game and with the sport, but something that we'll build from and get better at as a basketball team. And it's been a great year and one that I will definitely never forget.
Well, Coach, we definitely wish you the best of luck and can't wait to see what your girls can accomplish here in the postseason. But good luck against Jeff West tomorrow night and also Oskaloosa next week and throughout the postseason. Thank you for all the time you've taken out this year. We do really appreciate it, and we will talk to you here soon.
All right, John. I appreciate all you do for all the kids, getting their names out there and things like that. You guys do a great job.
Of course, Coach. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. But again, that's Haddon Hilchen, head coach of the Nemahal Central Girls, joining us on our locker room chats here on 92.1 KMZA.